Hello, friends and listeners. This week, we're taking a break from recording new episodes, so we're bringing you an encore presentation of one of our most meaningful conversations from the archives. We called it White Blank Page. We hope new listeners will enjoy this episode for the first time. If you listened to this episode when it aired over a year ago, first of all, thank you. Thanks for hanging with us and becoming a regular member of the How I See It pod crew, I guess? I don't know. What do we call you guys? Anyway, we hope this episode is a good and helpful reminder for you in your current season of life. Enjoy!
No, it's a practice. It's a practice. When I feel myself becoming overwhelmed,
It's a mental exercise.
It's a mental exercise.
So it's... talk that through with me. Unless you want me to.
No, it's all good. I was thinking about it from the aspect of the when in the process of a week, I typically see myself as having certain things that I want to accomplish. And then there's at least three or four areas that I'm trying to accomplish things in simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So in that process, I can start in on Monday thinking about those things. Mm-hmm. And Monday is okay. But when I get to Wednesday...
Right, because on Monday, the week is going to be a great week.
Yeah, it has the ability. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to accomplish this. But then by Wednesday, there's a certain reality that starts to set in. Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations.
It's like I am or I'm not going to be able to accomplish. I have accomplished, or maybe weather came in, circumstances changed, I couldn't get the keys for that job, or, you know, this thing didn't line up, and not even anything that's necessarily my fault,
right,
or within my control, just circumstantial. It's a reality,
because we are, our future Justin is the best version of Justin. The most efficient, the most thoughtful, the most productive, the least impacted by, you know, ultimate frisbee injuries.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we're often planning with future Justin or future Mark.
Sure.
And so the week looks really good from that angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then by Wednesday, though, for me, they're
past Justin, really, man. He needs...
No, but Wednesday, I'm starting to recognize I may not have accomplished all of those things in all of those areas. And I'm starting to, my mind is starting to become a little more conflicted, confused. So for me, I come back and that's where the blank slate, the, you know, white paper comes in.
You treat it like Monday? Is that
no, I just wipe it all off. I wipe it all off in my mind. And in that moment, there's a peace. Because I've been able to recognize that maybe I wasn't intended to do quite all of those things. And there's a piece that says, okay, you're not solely responsible for all those things. You're not even possibly able to do all of those things. But yet... I can start adding back. Once I wipe it clean, I start with who I am. Okay? I start putting back on, okay, I am a Christ follower. I am a husband to Chris. I am the father of John and Lizzie. I am a therapist. I am a podcast host, co-host. And as I prioritize who I am, that helps me reestablish what I need to accomplish on Wednesday. You follow me? That's for me, and that's the mental practice of the blank page, is because I'm coming back to, I'm not so confused and losing focus. I'm able to recognize and rebuild it based on the priorities that I have in my own heart because of who I am.
Hmm.
And then I can go forward and say, okay, so what does Wednesday really need to accomplish?
Hmm.
And what about my Monday vision is just going to need to transfer to next Monday? And what conversations am I going to need to have so that I am keeping that priority of Christ follower, husband, father, you know, those kind of things, brother, son, because those are the things that I want to be my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it to be
in the things you did or got accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah. So like you say, that's just, and I think about that. That's kind of what came to mind as you were sharing that last part in the, you know, in the Fence podcast was just, yeah, sometimes how the fence needs to change needs to be reworked around my priorities to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the protection comes into play. Because I can say, even as a husband, yeah, I'm sorry, Chris, I'm late. This is, you know, that kind of thing. And yeah, I'm not saying it won't happen again. And I'm not minimizing. I apologize, you know, that kind of thing when I'm human, you know, or I'm communicating ahead of time, or, you know, those kind of things. So that's, yeah. Does that make sense in those?
It does. I've never thought about it in those terms. And I think I'd like to figure out how to do that, because that sounds awesome. I think there are versions of that that I've done, but not that clearly. But there are, mine is more defeatist, coming from a defeated place of like feeling super stressed. You know, it's kind of like you said, when that stuff's catching, you know, like you're behind on your list. It's your brain is in a certain state. I mean, it's stress, but it's this like schism. Like things aren't aligned with what they should be. Right? And so the further they get askew from that, the more your brain is buzzing. And thinking about, I got to get to that. I got to get to that or whatever. And there are times when I look at that and I go, I can't. You know? I can't get it all done. I am thinking I need to be this type of person, but I can't be. I am, all I am is what I am. And so I look at like what I have to get done and I go, okay, it kind of this, a very similar thing. What can I get done in the vein of something that makes sense for like who I want to be?
Yeah.
And it helps me realign. And so then, often what that means is there's more room for people. And I go, I'm going to still work on this thing, but maybe it gets set aside for a second and I check with this person. You know, I think about work, for example.
Like
recognizing in, as my role as a management and really leadership, it's about them winning. And so many weeks I have to go, wait a second, your agenda has to get paused, because I want them to win and I want them to succeed, and my job is to do that.
Yeah.
Like realigning and remembering my priorities are based on the team succeeding, not me. And it's hard because I'm, you know, Enneagram 3 is someone who wants to succeed. It's a pusher, it's a doer, it's a and to say, nope, that's gonna get, and we're gonna put that on hold and let someone else win and do and accomplish it.
Gotcha.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, you made me think of that, but.
And I think when you use, and I think from my perspective, I can see it going sideways or maybe even negative when that thought is, I should have. Mm. You follow me?
Yes.
Because it's at that point, well, what am I? Mm. I'm a lousy. I'm a no good. I'm a, you know, and we fill in that blank when in reality, no, that's not the case. Mm. I bit off more than I could chew. Mm-hmm. Circumstances changed. Mm. So now what do I do?
Right.
And I think, you know, as you were describing it, you know, I think in some cases it is the difference between CR and my identity. Who am I in Christ and my identity, and a disease model that basically says I am an addict. I am, and I'm defining myself by my disease and not defining myself by my identity, who I am in Christ. And I think that's where it comes back to for me. That's what realigning that sheet is about, because I'm focusing on who, not who I am in an arrogant sense, but what is my identity. Mm-hmm. And therefore I reprioritize based on that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where that's a part of the whole regeneration, if you will. It's a small regenerating that I can do at 3:30 in the morning when my mind's caught in that schism to a degree. Because I think, you know, that it happens. It happens to all of us in those moments.
Because how often do you find yourself biting off more than you can chew?
Most of the time. Most every week. Yeah. Most every week. And I find myself shifting.
It's very interesting how often the most productive people feel the least or can struggle with that feeling of being behind, being under, being, you know, lacking. Mm-hmm. And often it's very much tied. It's the stick.
Yeah.
You know, because the benefit is you're productive. You're a highly productive individual and getting things done. And from the outside, there's very rarely a person who will look at someone like you and say, what does this guy do? You know, it's like there is production all around you, you know. Mm-hmm. But the other end of that stick is that it becomes a taskmaster. And like you said, it tends to want to dictate our identity. Mm-hmm. I'm a person who gets things done.
Yep. Call this person.
Yep.
They get stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's who I, like, again, taking on that identity. And I love what you're saying. You're saying replace that with the truth. Mm. And a doer is not an identity.
No.
It's a result of your identity, you know, and what you do depends on your identity, but
your character, your priorities decide that identity. Yeah.
And so,
go ahead. I didn't realize you were an E3. Mm. Yeah. That's interesting to think about. Yeah.
Was it surprising?
No, I'm not a big Enneagram person. I mean, I see its validity. I recognize its value. You know, and I think it's a, you know, a decent design model type thing. But the reality of it is I hate taking tests like that because I feel like they're trying to pigeonhole me. You know, I'm thinking they try.
Are you an 8 or what?
No, but I'm actually a 3 myself.
Okay.
When I'm.
That's like your primary.
Yeah.
Why is that surprising? We're sitting here on a podcast like. We're pretending we disagree about things, but really.
Well, I think about it. I think I want to say when I looked at the label, it was like image performance.